Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Bill Blaine, strategist at Mint Partners. It is the 1st of November, 2 months to go before the end of the year. Where's this market going to go? Well, certainly equity markets. Let's start with that.
Okay, well, let's start maybe with the bigger picture. Yep. I mean, what have we got? We've had really an extraordinary year. It's been full of uncertainties, and the uncertainties have generally mellowed off and become less a concern. We have an extremely strong stock market. And you know what? We also have a very, very strong bond market. We're seeing the stock market continuing to hit new highs on a regular basis. We're seeing the analysts throw out more and more reasons why you should be involved. Everyone who's slightly sceptical is remembering the lesson that the market can be irrational longer than you can be solvent. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we've got global central banks moving into a completely different path. So I think maybe we should start by just stepping back and try to figure out what's going on. Why are stock markets so buoyant? If you're a pessimist, you're going to say it's because the quantitative easing, the $15 trillion, that's a really seriously big number, isn't it? $15 trillion. I mean, the $15 trillion that central banks have pumped in to the global economy through quantitative easing, experimental monetary policy and fiscal repression, that has driven financial asset prices higher. Everybody knows that. The big concern is, do the current valuations justify that drive higher? Well, if you split it back down, in fact, global stocks are only really somewhere around 100% of global GDP. Mm-hmm. That is a high level, but it's not a level to panic at. I think there is a Warren Buffett law that says panic when it gets to 120%, buy the market when it's at 50%.
And he also says be fearful when people are greedy.
Yes, and invest when they're panicking, yeah. There's all these various mantras from the side. We could actually sit here just the whole
the
day
Buffett show.
Of picking mantras from everyone. I think my own are the best. My own key mantra is the one that the only objective the market has is to inflict the maximum amount of pain on the maximum amount of participants. Mm-hmm. But going back to the stock markets, we've got global stock markets looking pretty highly valued. Should we be panicking? Perhaps we're looking at the wrong thing. Perhaps the thing really to be looking at is global bond markets. Now, the most important number in the world is the 10-year Treasury bond. Where the yield in that is, and as you say, it's round about 2.4%. Mm-hmm. We know that the Fed is going to hike soon. I think when we get the announcement of the new Fed head, it's going to be fairly, you know, somewhere in the middle. Who's currently at the top of the pile?
It's Powell and Taylor.
Yeah, Powell's likely to get it, and he's about a 3 on the Hawke-Dove scale, so what is there to worry about? Mm-hmm. Nothing particularly. But we know that global banks across the globe are moving into a tightening phase. In the next year, we expect of G27, all 27 nations will have seen their global their central banks act to raise rates or tighten rates in some way. It's even beginning to happen in Europe, where we've seen the beginning of the taper very smoothly handled, of course. So we're moving into a different era when it comes to central banks, and that's going to be significant for the bond markets. Equally worrying for bond markets is if you take a look at cycles over history, stock markets trade on fairly short cycles. In fact, you can argue there are a whole series of different cycles that all lead to stock market moves. But bond markets, there is definitely a long-term cycle trend. And the current cycle began sometime in the 1950s. Interest rates started to climb in the 1960s. They peaked as my career in the bond markets began in the early 1980s. And since then, they've steadily been coming down. Now we've got a situation where we have, I think we hit the low on that cycle sometime in July last year when I think treasuries hit 1.4%. Now we've got all the long-term moving averages, the 50-month moving average and the 25-month moving average and current bond prices all staging a dead cross, meaning that we have seen the end of this particular cycle. So we go into the next one. That doesn't mean a massive sell-off in the bond markets, but it does mean that we start to see interest rates start to rise and probably a gradual slow rise. So we might get one hike from the Bank of England, one hike from the Fed, maybe next year two from each of them, and the rest of the world starting to follow in. But we will also, by that point, I very much suspect, have the return of inflation, which is going to make people look at their bond holdings and say, let's see, inflation is 2%, I'm getting 1.4% from my bonds. Really got to think about this. We're going to see bond prices normalize, and that means come down at some stage. I suspect the real thing to be worried about is the bond market and how quickly it comes to that realization. That then brings us back, of course, to the stock market. Everyone's saying, what is going to trigger a correction in the stock market? What's going to knock sentiment enough so that people start to panic about where current valuations are? And I suspect that a valuation shock, people suddenly realizing, hang on, rates are rising, inflation's rising, and we've got a very overpriced market, maybe it's time to take a step back here. The other issue is, why would central banks act to raise rates when we have got still the uncertainty, and there are a lot of people who think that the current global growth may turn into recession? Why take the risk? Well, you know, sometimes doing the wrong thing is the right thing to do. And I suspect that when UK interest rates are at 0.25%, that sends a very clear signal to people who are investing that it's not worth making investments in building new factory or new plant because the returns are so low. If you start to raise rates, you rekindle some of the, what are they called, entrepreneurial animal spirits that drive entrepreneurs to actually go out and do things. So I think that the signal that we've got, UK rates starting to rise, is positive. It will also, of course, be positive for sterling, which is going to change the current mindset of doom and gloom, and people might turn around and start spending again. And all it will take is business going again. So what's the outlook for next year, or for the next 2 months? I think we still need to be nervous about a big correction. I don't know what triggers it in the stock market, but I think the main thing to watch is this turn at the bottom of the bond market and how that influences everything else. So there you go. Forget about the rubbish that is stocks. Concentrate on the beauty that is the bond market.
Fantastic. Well, as a trader over the years, fund management, etc., buy side and sell side, we always looked at the bond market as a precursor for what the equity market would do. The bond guys were always seen as the brains and the equity guys were the sheep. So,
in the bond market lies beauty and truth.
Fantastic. On that note, Bill Blaine, thank you very much for joining
us today.
Always
a pleasure.